Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. It's really good that you are growing in number. There are many more people listening to Adept English now, and that number is growing all the time. So thank you for that. Thank you for your support. But I'm asking you a favour. I'm asking you to help us out. If you like Adept English and you can see the advantage of our learn through listening method, then why don't you tell other people about us? You probably know other people who are English language learners, so share Adept English with them. You can help us by subscribing on YouTube or sharing links on Facebook. This would really make us happy. So today, how about we talk about an English idiom? So if you've not come across the word idiom before, I-D-I-O-M, it means a phrase or expression in English which has two levels of meaning. There is a literal meaning, which you might recognise, you might understand from the words used, but often this literal meaning is not what's intended by the speaker. Idioms have a second meaning, a figurative meaning, and this means that they're being used like a metaphor or a symbol. A metaphor, M-E-T-A-P-H-O-R, means when you say something like, he's a snake, or she's a pussycat, you don't mean the person is literally a snake or a cat, but rather that they have the characteristics of a snake or a cat. So a literal meaning would be, he is a snake, and the he there might be a boa constrictor or a python. Whereas he's a snake is more likely to mean, if it's a person, you can't trust him, or he's slippery. Well, that's a figurative meaning. So idioms are phrases, things we say which have both a literal and a figurative or a metaphoric meaning. So today's phrase, heard usually in a work context, in offices up and down the land, to harvest the low-hanging fruit. So let's harvest the low-hanging fruit first. It's something that your manager might say at work. Well, you might be working in a vineyard and your job is picking grapes, in which case this phrase might have a literal meaning. What your boss is saying, therefore, is first of all, pick the bunches of grapes which are the easiest ones to reach. So to harvest means to take the fruit or the vegetables off the plant or out of the ground so that you can store them, eat them, sell them, whatever is your business. An alternative way of saying it might be, I'll pick the low-hanging fruit. So to pick is what you do when you get your tomatoes off your tomato plants. I'm really pleased. It's mid-September and my tomato plants are still going. What does low-hanging mean? Well, lots of things can be low-hanging. Low, L-O-W, is the opposite of high. Low means near the ground. And hanging comes from the verb to hang, H-A-N-G. So if something is hanging, it means it's suspended. It's fixed at the top and free to flap around and move around at the bottom. So you would hang curtains, or you would hang out your clothes if you wanted them to dry, perhaps. So low-hanging fruit means just the fruit that's easiest to pick, easiest to collect. Okay, so if you're working in a vineyard, that might be literal, but most people aren't working in a vineyard picking grapes. Though it is probably the time of year where this happens. So hello to you if you are working in a vineyard harvesting grapes. But for everyone else, especially those of you who work in an office, what would your boss mean if he or she said, I want you to harvest the low-hanging fruit? Well, what they would mean would be talking about a piece of work. Do the parts that are easiest first and which deliver the most value first of all. So if you were working on cutting some costs, then the low-hanging fruit would mean look at the big costs first. Look at the places where the biggest savings can be made. And it's where it's easiest to do. Low-hanging fruit means the goals that can be most easily achieved. In business, you might have customers who are really keen to have your product and they're likely to buy quite a lot from you. So it makes sense to spend time with these customers, keeping them happy, before you deal with the more difficult or demanding customers who might not buy very much of your product. Whatever you're doing, it makes sense to do the biggest, easiest things first, the ones that make the biggest difference. If you're trying to save money, for example, then harvesting the low-hanging fruit will be looking at the biggest costs first. It's like if you're trying to free up more memory on your mobile phone, then you might look first at what apps are using the most memory rather than the ones that just look as if they're using a teeny amount of memory. So harvesting the low-hanging fruit. However, this phrase, to harvest the low-hanging fruit, is a term that you'd hear mostly in a business context. It used to be a phrase that I really didn't like when I heard it in the office, when I heard it in a work context. It would make me go, ooh. I've come to terms with it, I think, now. There are certain contexts where you maybe hear this used that could give offence. If you're talking about groups of people as low-hanging fruit, say if there are customers or people you might want to date, you wouldn't necessarily be pleased to find that you're being thought of in that way as a piece of low-hanging fruit. So I think it's a phrase that we need to be a little bit careful with. But it is something you'll hear in a work context from time to time. So there we are. Let's all go off and harvest some low-hanging fruit. If you like what we're doing on the podcast, then consider buying one of our courses. You'll want to get practice at listening to English conversation to improve your level and help you become more fluent when you speak English. So go to our website and have a look at the course page for our Course 1, Activate Your Listening. It's over 5 hours of listening material, and it enables you to grow your fluency in spoken English because it helps you work on your vocabulary. And it also helps you practice understanding English conversation. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.